Good morning. The storm system that brought the snow and rain-snow mix to our area yesterday and last evening is on its way out through northern New England and the Canadian Maritimes. In its wake, a gusty northwest wind flow is developing, and we do have a few passing snow showers around this morning, but the story will be the wind and the sharply colder temperatures, as many places are now dropping through the 30s, below freezing, and into the 20s. Readings will continue to slide through the morning hours as we dry things out. However, it does stand to reason that there could be some sloppy and wet roadways that ice over thanks to the falling temperatures. So some icy spots for the morning drive this morning with just a few flurries and snow showers. Otherwise, drier air moving in. We will have a return to sunshine, but that wind is going to be gusty. And as temperatures drop off through the 20s, wind chill values will be between 0 and 10 above. A weak disturbance will head our way tonight with increasing clouds and a few light snow showers overnight and through tomorrow morning. Low temperatures in the single digits and lower teens. Any snow showers tomorrow morning will give way to increasing sunshine and a dry afternoon with highs back up toward freezing. Another storm system will develop in the deep south during the middle of the week and head in our direction. Right now, it looks like the northern and western parts of our area will have the best chance of seeing all snow from this storm, and many locations could see double-digit snowfall totals. South of the Greater Capital District in the Hudson Valley and east into southern New England, it does look like we may see some of that snow mixed with rain, and that will hold snowfall totals down a bit in these locations. We'll have more detail on the exact storm totals as we get into tomorrow and tomorrow night. Either way, it looks like temperatures will be close to freezing on Wednesday, and we'll dry it out and cool it down Thursday and Friday with blustery northwest winds and a few snow showers and highs staying in the 20s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, areas of the Pacific Northwest and the northern and central Rockies will continue to see some additional unsettled weather, at least into early tomorrow. But the deeper fetch of Pacific moisture that's been impacting this region over the last several days should begin to thin out, which will end the threat of heavy rain and snow. Regardless, there'll be still as much as an additional foot of snow across parts of the Washington Cascades and the interior ranges of the northern Rockies, including the Bitterroots. Some heavy snow will also be possible, at least for today, across the western and northern Colorado High Country. Winter storm warnings remain in effect. The remainder of the western United States will otherwise start off the week very mild and dry, with temperatures, especially over the Great Basin, again as much as 10 to 20 degrees above normal. Meanwhile, the area east of the spine of the central and northern Rockies, and especially across the northern plains and upper Midwest, will be much colder as intrusions of Arctic air will continue to drop south from Canada. This will foster temperatures locally as much as 10 to 20 degrees below normal, with actual daytime readings in some cases struggling to get out of the single digits. Overnight lows will be as much as 20 degrees below zero. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16 of a mile visibility in fog, 16 degrees, with a northwest wind at 33 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, blowing snow and ice crystals and 22 below zero. In Albany on the hour, snow flurries in 33 degrees, the dew point 26, 75% relative humidity, a west wind at 21 gusting to 31 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.71, and it is now rising rapidly. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing sunshine, windy and colder, temperatures falling through the 30s. Boston increasing sunshine, windy, with highs near 40, but temperatures falling later in the day. And in Buffalo, mostly sunny and windy, with highs in the teens. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 34 degrees, the low 27. The average temperature, 31, that's 7 degrees above normal. 28 hundredths of liquid precipitation yesterday, amounting to 1.9 inches of snow. That's also the total for the month of February so far. That's right on normal for this time of year. 26.8 inches of snow for the season, which is now 9.8 inches of snow below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 32 degrees. The average low, 15. The record high, 59, set in 1890. And the record low, 15 below zero in 1918. Sunrise this morning, 7:05 a.m., sunset this evening, 5:14 p.m., 10 hours and 9 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny and windy today with a few snow showers, temperatures falling through the 20s and into the teens. Increasing clouds with a few snow showers tonight, 0 to 10 above. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, increasing sunshine and windy today with temperatures falling through the 30s and into the 20s. Increasing clouds with a few snow showers tonight and lows in the teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny and windy today with a few snow showers, temperatures falling through the 20s. Increasing clouds with a few snow showers tonight, lows near 10 above. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, increasing sunshine and windy today with temperatures falling through the 20s. Increasing clouds, a few snow showers tonight with lows in the lower teens. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Partly sunny and windy today, a few snow showers with temperatures falling through the 20s. Increasing clouds, a few snow showers tonight with lows near 10 above. Region-wide for tomorrow, a few snow showers, otherwise increasing sunshine back to 32. Snow developing during the morning on Wednesday, becoming steady, perhaps even heavier during the middle part of the day and into the evening, with significant accumulations possible. The snow may mix with rain in southern and eastern portions of the area, highs near freezing. A mix of sun and clouds, blustery and colder on Thursday with a few snow showers on Friday, highs both days in the 20s. Mostly cloudy with a few snow showers in the lower 30s Saturday, and a chance of rain on Sunday with highs into the lower 40s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.